All right, still hanging out at Zora Festival, the 34th annual Zora Festival here in Eatonville. Ty here, man, our last guest for today. I'm going to let you introduce him.
Family, everybody listening, this is a pillar, not only a pillar, but a necessity in our community. Reading books. I present to you the owner and founder of Dare Books. And so what do we have here? How you feeling today?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Yes.
Alive and well.
Well, good to have you here today. You've been a pillar in the community for a while in regards to literature, history, preserving our history. How things going at Dare Books?
Well, to be honest, the pandemic had an effect on us. Of course, people haven't been able to come in. People are creatures of habit. So if you're not used to doing something, if you don't continue to do it, you seem to forget. The customer base has dwindled tremendously. But we're working on recovering.
All these books out here, family, we need to get into the bookstore. I found myself online. Do you do online stuff too?
I do online at darebooks.com.
Good. Darebooks.com. Last time I was out there, you had Kaba. Dr. Kaba was in town.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great get-together. Is that coming back? Is that type of literature speaking engagements coming back now?
We're hoping to, you know. We, of course, had to cancel a lot of things because of this scourge that we had. But hopefully we'll rejuvenate, revive, and continue forward.
Dare Books, what's your hours?
We are closed Sundays and Mondays.
Okay.
Tuesday through Friday, we're 10 to 6.
Okay.
And Saturday, 11 to 5.
All right. Any particular books that that you like right now that are new that people should be looking at and reading?
Yeah, there are a number of things. There are a whole lot of things. Above all, the 1619 Project.
1619.
That everyone should be reading.
Really?
And there's a version for children also.
Okay.
So that's my number one recommendation. But there are a whole lot of other things that are relevant to our history and to what's happening now, especially when you're talking about banning books like this governor is trying to do, eliminate black history. So it's important for us to be proactive.
Right. What was your thoughts on that when you heard that?
Here we go again. Back 100 years. We have to keep fighting the fight over and over and over again. But we have to do it.
And there, in your bookstore, I'm sure you got curriculums there, because I know I bought Dr. Jawanda Kunjufu's books from your store. There are African-based curriculums that people can teach their kids at home, right?
Yes, there are.
Right.
You have the general base knowledge that kids need to have anyway.
Right.
Okay? And to catapult on that, to learn about history, geography, everything. Because if you don't know what there is, you can't function in that environment.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. That's good. We're at Zora Festival getting ready to wrap up. So Tuesday through Friday until 6 o'clock. 10 to 6, you said?
Yeah, 10 to 6.
And then on Saturday, what's the time?
11 to 5.
11 to 5. Dare Books out in Longwood. What's the address?
245 North U.S. Highway 17-92, Longwood 32750.
Now, have you wrote any books yourself?
Yeah.
Can you mention, please?
I wrote a 10%
Solution. 10%
Solution.
Mm-hmm. We can get it at Dare Books, right?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. And you can get it online.
All right. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I don't even know how much it costs, but the first person that come into Dare Books this week and say they heard this interview, I would buy that book. I'm going to give you my number. I send you my information. We're going to buy that book for them so they can have that book.
Okay. Well, why don't we do it this way? The first person, I'll give one free, and the second one, you'll pay for.
There you go. Okay. There you go. So he opened on Tuesday. Y'all hit him up. Go in there. The first person and the second person get a free book and sponsored by Dare Books and 98.5 The Wire. What a great way to end the show. Thank you so much for allowing us to interview you today. You're a legend in this community, and thank you for what you're doing. We understand it's a lot of sacrifice, and we're dealing with books. I know Chicago right now doesn't have a bookstore.
Oh, no, no.
Over a million black folks during Obama industry. People stopped reading. and the book sales went down to just, it's online now. Mm-hmm. So we ought to be happy that we do have a storefront bookstore here in Orlando. All right, family. Going back to more music.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.